If you've been watching your retirement savings disappear over the last few months, we have some advice for you. Go to college. Not just any college, though. Colby College in Waterville, Maine. There you will find an investment group run by students that has actually outperformed the Dow, NASDAQ, and the S&P 500. Now, granted, they have still lost money, but not nearly as much as many portfolio managers twice their age. I'm joined now by Alex Clegg. She's a senior at Colby and the vice president of performance measurement for the Colby Student Investment Association. Alex, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Now, help me understand how this all works. As I understand, you can buy and trade on specific days every semester?
Yes, we can buy and trade 3 days per semester. And the reason it's set up in this fashion is because we are focused on long-term investments. We're not looking to trade and make the quick buck.
But it must be tough because investing is often just about opportunity. You can miss a lot of golden opportunities if you have that kind of restriction.
Absolutely. We have had some opportunities lost where we haven't picked up stocks as quickly as we would have liked. However, we're really looking at the long-run opportunity and generating returns.
So you mind if I ask you about your hits and misses?
Absolutely. Right now, we've taken a lot of hits, as everyone has.
Who hasn't?
Exactly. And that's been frustrating, especially because we are restricted to only 3 trading days per semester, to not be able to get out of some of our misses as quickly as we would like.
I understand that you missed a pretty big opportunity with Apple.
We did. We wanted to get into Apple when it was around $110 a share earlier this spring. Because we had a delay in our trading day, we didn't get in until it was about $180 a share, which is really hurting our bottom line right about now, since Apple's trading at just under $100.
How do your returns compare with the S&P 500 or the Dow or NASDAQ?
As of about noon today, our returns, we were down about 17% as a whole portfolio, whereas the S&P since April 25th, 2008, is down 35% approximately, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down approximately 31%.
It must feel pretty good to say that.
Yes, it does. We've really focused on having a conservative risk position where we've haven't shied away from taking the risky investments, but we've balanced that out by investing, you know, a smaller portion in the risky investments that have potential for a large upside, but also, as we've seen most recently, a potential for a large downside.
So if you're taking a more conservative approach, you're somewhat risk-averse at this point. What kind of stocks look attractive?
We've recently purchased Coke and McDonald's. They're corporations that have been large players in the market for a long time who have had consistent returns and who we think in a contracting economy really have potential to maintain profit levels.
Seems like you stick to that old adage, buy what you use. Coke, McDonald's, and Apple.
Yes.
If this all works out for your group, what happens to the profits?
The profits feed into the Colby Endowment Fund, and as part of the Colby Endowment Fund, it feeds into the financial aid of other Colby students, so there is positive upside.
Not even a lobster dinner for your group?
Not yet, but we might be able to negotiate.
Sure. Have you started investing with your own money yet?
Yes, but I've put that on hold for a little while. I need to get out of college first.
Oh, so you plan to do it once you get out of college,
first.
Huh?
Yes.
Well, Alex Clegg, it's been great to talk to you. Thanks so much. Congratulations on your success. Continued success to you, and congratulations when you graduate. Good luck to you.
Thanks so much.